The first letter where Paul write to the church, the Corinth, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. This letter that for me, Paul, where God called for be one apostle of Christ Jesus, called that the way God want. I de write this letter along with brother Sosthenes. We de write to uno, where the God church, the Corinth, uno where God called for be for his own holy people there, where the one with Christ Jesus. And we de write to all of them people all over, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can he not for we Lord and for them Lord too? We pray say that God we Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give us grace and peace in our heart. And we tell God thanks all the time for his blessing upon us when we come to be one with Christ Jesus. Seeker where we belongs to him, it don't make us rich in every way, in all where we say, and all we want to know. The message about Jesus Christ don't take root in our heart. Sake of that, we got all of the gifts that we want to need, where the Holy Spirit give us, while we wait for that time when the Lord Jesus Christ come back. He will keep on and make us strong all the way to the end, so that God now will find no fault with us upon that day when the Lord Jesus Christ come back. We could trust God to do all what he promised. It don't call enough to share our life with his son, with Lord Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, are they beg you know, by the authority of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to make you agree with one another, so that you not got no division amongst you. You to be one in the way you think and in the way you do. Are they telling you this, because some of the people there from Chloe House don't bring word to me say that quarrel they go on amongst you. Make her explain what I mean. Some of them say, I de follow Paul. Some other one of them say, I de follow Apollos. And still some next one say, I de follow Peter. Then some other one say, I de follow Jesus Christ. What happened? Jesus Christ divide up in pieces. They never nail me, Paul, upon the cross for uno. And when you get baptized, they never baptize you in a Paul name. I thank the Lord that I never baptized none of uno except Crispus and Gaius. So then nobody can say uno me baptized in a feminine. And I did baptize Stephanas too, and all of them will leave their house. Other than that, I don't remember if I baptized nobody else. Jesus Christ never sent me to baptize people. He sent me to preach the good news, and I know to preach it with no lot of pretty words. Car, I don't want Jesus Christ dead upon the cross last of power. The message about the cross no make no sense at all to the one we lost and depend on way to destruction. But to we where God deceive, that message show for him power through where Jesus Christ stood upon the cross. He write down in the scripture say,
I want to destroy the wisdom of them one we think they're so wise, and I want to bring all of their understanding to nothing.
So with that left them people we got a lot of wisdom. Where they want we teach Moses Lord, eh? And where they want the inner this world, we could argue good. God don't show that all the wisdom where people got in this world, that loans stupidness to him. God make it so that the people in this world can't get to know him through their own wisdom. Instead of that, he used this so-called foolish message where we preach to save them one where they believe in her. The Jews, they want the miracle. And them people where they're not Jew, they try to figure things out by their own wisdom. But now we de tell people about Jesus Christ, how he done dead upon the cross. The Jews didn't take that for big offense. And they one where they're not Jew, say that the low nonsense. But we preach about Jesus Christ to all of them one where God call for come to one for save them. Whether they're not Jew or not Jew, Jesus that God power and God wisdom. Because even when God do thing will look like stupidness, we Hindu make way more sense than people wisdom. And when he look like God weak, even then he got more power than all the strength of man. My brothers and sisters, remember what kind of people you used to be when God called you. The people in this world never see lot of you as wise or powerful. And I know lot of you born in an important family. But God picked the same thing where people in the world think no make no sense at all. For shame they want, we got the wisdom of this world. And he picked them one we don't got no power at all. For shame they want, we think they're strong. God pick the thing where people look down upon and think say they don't want nothing, and use the same thing there for bring down to nothing all what the people of the world think important. Sake of this, nobody can boast about nothing in front of God. God are the one we make come to be one with Christ Jesus. That he make Jesus be for we wisdom, and that because of Jesus, make we the right with God. He set we free and make we come to be God holy people. So then, like we're writing in the scripture,
if people want boast, make them boast about what the Lord do.
1 Corinthians chapter 2. My brothers and sisters, when I am come to uno for telling you the truth about God, I never use no fancy words like people we got a lot of learning. Cause I may make up my mind for talk about nothing except Jesus Christ when me dead upon the cross. I may come to uno weak and afraid, and I may tremble bad. When I may talk or preach to uno about Jesus, I never talk with no pretty words we come from human wisdom to try convince uno. Instead of that, when I talk about Jesus, uno come to see the power of God's Spirit the working of me. So then, uno know for true that uno never trust in a human wisdom, but uno trust in the power of God. Still yet, when we talk to people who have faith in Jesus Christ strong, we talk to them with lot of wisdom. We don't use the kind of wisdom where the people nor the ruler of this world got. All of them will soon come to nothing. But the kind of wisdom we talk about, that God's secret wisdom, where he got hide away for a long time, that the wisdom where God may decide for use for we glory, even before he make the world. None of the rulers of this world never understand that kind of wisdom there. Cause if they may understand it, they never may crucify the Lord of glory upon the cross. But like we're writing in the scripture say,
nobody never see, and nobody never hear, and nobody never yet imagine all where God got planned for the one we love him.
But we know their thing here, cause God make his Holy Spirit show them to we. God's Spirit search out everything, even all the secret thing them about God. Cause nobody no know where another person they think about in their mind except that person. Same way, nobody no understand where they in a God mind except the Spirit of God. We no think and understand things like the people in this world. God give we for his Holy Spirit so that we could understand all the blessing thing where God give we. So then, when we tell another their thing, we not talk with the kind of wisdom where we give our people, but we talk their things where God Holy Spirit show we. That are seeing Holy Spirit help we to teach people where got God's Spirit, the true thing there where the Holy Spirit tell we. The person who not got God's Spirit in there can't understand the thing where God's Spirit give we. Cause anything that alone stupid is today, that only God's Spirit could make people understand their thing. But people will make God's Spirit guide them could judge everything correct. But nobody can judge them. Cause like we write in the scripture say,
who could understand where the Lord think in his mind? Who the way could give him advice and so tell him what to do?
But we think the same way Jesus Christ think. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. My brothers and sisters, I couldn't talk to uno like how I talk to people when make God's Spirit control me. I may have to talk to uno same like how I talk to people who belongs to this world. Like Lee Pickney when not understand the way of Jesus Christ yet. So I may have to give uno milk for drink. I never give uno meat for eat, cause uno never ready for that yet. And uno still not ready for it. Uno keep on, they live like this world, they control uno. Uno want where other people go, and uno argue with one another, and no agree with one another. Uno that just like people in this world fit true. Some uno say, I the fella Paul. One another one say, I the fella Apollos. That show fit true that uno they do just like the people in this world. After all, that who the Apollos, and who the Paul? We are just God's servant then where they talk about God to uno, so that uno come for believing in Jesus Christ. Me and Apollos just they do the work where God give it for them. I may plant the seed in our heart and Apollos water it. But God are the one will make the plant grow. So then, the one will plant the seed and the one will water it. Then they know nothing. God are the only one will conk. Cause he make the plant then grow. The one will plant and the one will water, they work towards the same thing. And God will give everybody then reward for the work we they do. Me and Apollos, the partner where they work together for God. Honor the God, garden a God house, where he the build. By God's grace, I turn to a wise master builder. I don't put down the strong foundation as somebody else, the build on top of it. But everybody have to careful how they build. Jesus Christ, that the only solid foundation with it. Nobody can put down no other foundation. No, when people build on top of this foundation, some of them could use gold, or silver, or precious stone. Other people could use board, or grass, or straw to build with. No, when that day come, when God will judge everybody, people will see what kind of work each person may do. Upon that day, fire will test everybody's work, and he will show just what kind of work they may do. If we a person don't build upon top of the foundation, not burn up in the fire, God will give them the reward for their work. But if we a person don't build, get burn up in the fire, that person will lose everything. He will be saved, but like somebody will barely get out of the fire. Uno no know say that uno the God temple, and for him Holy Spirit live in uno. If anybody destroy God temple, God will destroy that person too. Because God temple holy, and uno self make up God temple. No make none of uno fool uno self. If any uno thinks say uno wise according to the people there in this world, uno better be a fool and put away uno own wisdom so that uno could be wise for true. Can we the people of this world think that wisdom? They don't know wisdom at all in a God's sight. Like we're right in the scripture say.
The Lord, they catch them one way think they're smart in their own smartness.
And then they write down in the scripture again say.
The Lord knows say that where them people where God the wisdom of this world think about, no what nothing.
So then, nobody should have boast about what people could do. Can nothing of them when it belongs to uno. Everybody belongs to uno. Paul, Apollos, and Peter. And everything belongs to uno, this world and life and death. The thing where they know and the thing where will happen later. All of them belongs to uno. And uno belongs to Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ belongs to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. So then, people should have known that me and Apollos, that Jesus Christ servant me, and God put we in charge to make people know the secret thing name about him. Now, they one where they put in charge must show that they will do anything where their master tell them to do. Now, it no bother me at all if uno or anybody else judge me. Actually, I no even judge my own self. In a for me heart, I no think that I guilty of nothing. But that no mean I no got no fault. The Lord that the one will judge me. So, uno no for judge nobody before the right time come. Uno for wait till the Lord come. He will bring to light the thing where they in the dark know. He will make everybody know where they in everybody heart. That when God will praise everybody according to how they deserve to get praise. My brothers and sisters, I use me and Apollos as an example. For teach you know, that all you know, have to do that follow the rule there, where me write down in the scripture and nothing else. Then, you know, stop to say that one leader better than the next. That who make you know, better than other people? That God give you know, everything you know, right? So then, if that not true, why you know, the boss and make it look like God not give you know, nothing? You know, think say you know, don't get all you know, need, no? You know, don't get rich. You know, live like king without few help. I wish uno that my king for true, so we could rule along with uno. Car to me, it look like God put we with our apostle way down the last place. Just like people were condemned for dead, it parade we out in a public front of the whole world and all the angels there. Seek away we belongs to Jesus Christ, we look like we a fool, but seek a he uno get wise. We weak, but uno only strong. People honor uno, but they look down upon we. Even up to today, we don't got nothing for eat and drink. We don't got nothing but tear up clothes for wear. People tear the beat we up. We don't even got no way for live. We don't knock about from place to place. We work hard with our own handing. When people do we up, we bless them. When they persecute we bear patience with them. When people slander we answer them back with kind words. Right now, the people of this world conquer as garbage. They think we know what nothing at all. I know they write this for make you feel shame. I write this for teach you how you live. Because you know that just like my own picnic where I love. even if you got 10,000 people for teaching about Christ Jesus, I that just like what Patuono, cada me teach you know, the good news about him first. So then, I want you to follow my example. That's why I sent Timothy to uno. I love him just like my own son. He is one of the Lord's faithful servants. He will remind you about how I follow what Christ Jesus teach. That's the way I teach in all of the church day everywhere. Some of you may get proud because you think say, I never may want to come see you. But if the Lord want, he don't want to be long at all before I come see you. Then I will find out if they want to go on proud got power for true. Heard in a just one mouth. God kingdom no got nothing to do with no fancy words, but that the power of God. What do you want to do when I come to see you? You know, want to come with a stick? Or you want to attack soft one to uno with love? 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Now, I can't believe the news where people is spread about that some people amongst uno in the church, they live some loose life. Where was that where anyone when on know God they live? I hear say that one man they sleep with his own stepmother, and if you say, uno still proud of himself. Instead of that, uno should have sorry and hang on a head in a shame. Uno should have put out the man where they live like that for amongst uno. Even though I'm not dead with uno in a body, I was dead with uno in a spirit. I don't judge the man already in the name of the Lord Jesus. Seeing like I'm there right there with uno. When uno gather together, I was dead with uno in a spirit by the power of the Lord Jesus. Then uno fi hand the man over to Satan, even if his body get destroyed, so that his spirit could be saved upon the day when the Lord will come back. You know, right for making a boast about how uno so spiritual. Uno know say that just one little bit of yeast make the whole bread dough raise. Get rid of that old yeast. Then uno a clean like fresh bread dough when a gutty no yeast. Cause that the how uno stay. Cause Christ that fi we pass over lamb we don't sacrifice fi we. So, no celebrate the Passover feast with sin and evil in our life. That are like when you eat bread, we got in all this. On the other hand, when we got the Passover feast, we life should be clean and honest. Whether like bread we make without yeast. I mean, don't write in a letter to uno that uno nothing got nothing to do with people we live loose. No, I know they talk about the people there in this world we don't know God, where they live loose life, or where red eye. Or they want with thief, or where they worship idol. If that damn they talk about, then you know, we have to get out of this world for true, for get away from people like that. But now I the right to know to explain that you know, for not got nothing to do with nobody we call themselves one believer and still yet they live loose life. Or got red eye, or they worship idol, or they slander people, or that drunkard, or thief. You know, should have even sit down for eat with nobody we do their thing there. That's not my business to judge people when it belongs to the church. But uno should have judged your own church member then. God will judge all of them one when it belongs to the church. That like what the scripture say, uno if you make the evil man come out from amongst uno. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. If one of uno got anything against one another believer, you know for carrying a court front of them judge when you know God. Instead of that, make God people handle the case themselves. Oh, no, no, said at the time they come when God people then want judge the whole world. So then, if uno want judge the whole world for true, uno can't judge them lily everyday thing then. Oh, no, said that we want judge angel. Well then, if we want judge angel, we what I should have could judge the ordinary thing in this life. So if that kind of thing come up, that why uno a carry in front of them judge where the church no got no respect for. I de say this fi make uno shame. Uno wanna tell me say that uno no got nobody amongst uno we got wisdom fi judge when uno brothers got things against one another. Instead of make God people handle the case, brothers they carry one another to court. Then they make them one when no believe in a God judge them case for them. Just when uno have a carry no case the court fi settle it, show say uno not a walk right with God at all. It better if you make other people do uno bad and thief uno, and just left it so. But instead of that, uno the cheat on your own brothers and sisters and the wrong thing. Uno no know say that all of them wicked people now are got no part in a God kingdom, no fool on yourself. All of them want to worship idol. And the people will sleep wrong. And will cheat upon a wife or their husband. And a man will sleep with another man. And people will thief. Or they want to get red eye. Or with a drunkard. And they want to slander other people. And will rob people. None of them know I got no part in a God kingdom. Some of them used to be just like them people. But on sin, they don't wash away. And God said to them one side for his own self. Take away the Lord Jesus Christ and the Spirit of God do for uno, everything right between uno and God now. People say, I'm free if you do anything where I want. No law not if you stop me. But not everything where you could do good for you. Even though I could say, I'm free if you do anything where I want, and no law not if you stop me, I don't want to make nothing where I do, make I be a slave to it. Other people could say, food that for the stomach, and the stomach that for food. That's not true, but God will destroy the two of them. The Lord don't make people body for the sleep wrong. He make people body so that they could serve him. And the Lord are the one will give people everything where good for their body. And God will raise up back for we body from the dead with the same power where he raise up back with Lord Jesus with. You don't realize that for nobody that part of Jesus Christ's body too? You don't think say you're right for giant part of the body of Jesus Christ to a prostitute? Never. Uno no know say that when one man join a body to a prostitute, he and the prostitute come for be one, car the scripture say, the two of them will be one. But when people join themselves to the Lord, then they come for be one spirit with him. Uno must run from any kind of sin we got to do with sex. All the other sin there where people commit, no go against their own body. But when people sleep wrong, then they sin against their own body. Uno no know say that to nobody that the temple where the Holy Spirit live in, that God give uno his spirit. So uno no belongs to uno own self, uno belongs to God. God don't pay a high price for uno. So then, uno should honor God with uno body. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Now our deal with them thing where uno may write to me about in uno letter. Yes, it good if a man no married. But sake away so much loose living there wrong, every man should have got his own wife, and every woman should have got his own husband. The man we married should have satisfied his wife. Same way, the married woman should have satisfied his husband. The wife no got no right to say no to his husband. His body belongs to his husband. Same way, the husband no got no right to say no to his wife. For his body belongs to his wife. Uno no fi hold on self back from one another, except when uno agree together fi do that just for a lee while, so that uno could spend time fi pray. As soon as that time over, go back and be with one another. That way, uno no agi see it and no room fi tempo, no, sake away uno can't control uno self. I know they say that way uno half do, I just they tell uno where I think good fi make uno do. I wish all uno could be just like me. But everybody got their own special gift from God. Some got a gift for get married, and some got a gift for stay single. Now this the way they said to uno when no married, and to then lady when her husband did. It good if uno not get married, just like me. But if uno can't control uno self, then it better uno married. Because it better for uno get married than for born with loss. Now this the way they said to uno when married. This is not just me the talk. This is our command for the Lord. Our wife not supposed to leave her husband. But if he do leave her, he not get married again. Either he stay single or go back to his husband. Our husband not divorce his wife. Now I say this to the rest of uno. This is for me, that not for the Lord. If a man will believe in the Lord, God our wife will not believe in the Lord. And the wife agree to keep her and live with her, the man not divorce his wife. Same way, so if a woman will believe God, a husband will not believe, and a husband agree to keep on to live with her, the woman not to divorce a husband. Because the husband will not believe, don't come to be one with the wife. So God will accept the husband like one of his own. And because the wife will not believe, don't come to be one with the husband, God will accept the wife like one of his own. If that da never so, then them picnic never may be holy for God. But that way, they holy for God. But if the husband or the wife will not believe, won't go, make them go. When that happened, the husband or wife will believe free for God in own way. God will live in a peace. Uno wife, uno never know if uno husband will not believe, would I believe in the Lord's sake of uno. And uno husband, how uno know if uno wife will not believe, wouldn't believe in the Lord's sake of uno? Now everybody should have stayed the same way how them there when the Lord Jesus called them to follow on. This is the command where I get all the church thing. If a man may don't circumcise when God call him, make him stay how he may day. And if a man never circumcise when God call him, enough for run go get circumcised. If a man circumcise, or if he not circumcise, that no mean nothing. When you do what God say, that will count more than anything else. Everybody should have keep on the same way how they may day when God called him. If you are a slave when God call you, no make that bad of you. But if you get a chance to be free, take it. Cause anybody where I'm a slave when the Lord called him, the Lord freed him from the power of sin. Same way, if you're free when the Lord call you, then now you're a slave for Jesus Christ. God don't pay a high price for uno. So not gonna be slave for nobody else. My brothers and sisters, each and uno should walk with God in the same condition where uno me de ina when he call uno. Now I say this about day one when I'm married yet. God never give me no command about it. But I tell uno where I judge to be right. And God will show mercy, give me wisdom. So that when I talk, people could believe where I tell me. Now sick away with go through some hard time. I think it better for everybody to stay sane like how they did. If you're married, stay married. And if you're not married, no go get married. But if a man when not married, go get married, in not a sin. And if a virgin get married, in not a sin neither. I just try save one of all of the problem day where you are go when you're married. My brothers and sisters, this the way I mean. The time short and the Lord soon come back. So even if you're married, not only got your mind set upon your marriage, but upon the Lord. Make the one where the ball go on like they not sad. Make the one where the rejoice go on like they not the rejoice. And make the one where the buy thing live like they not got nothing. They one where got business with the thing they in at this world, not should have spent all their time upon their thing. Cause this world, like how we know it now, will soon pass away. And I want to worry about nothing. While man when not married, only concerned about the Lord's work and how it could please the Lord. But when man were married, concern himself with the thing near this world and how he could please a wife. So he got two things where the holler in a two different direction all the time. Right so, one lady where his husband dead, or one lady with a virgin, only concerned about the Lord work all the time. Can't he want to give a whole self to the Lord. But when married woman, concerned about the thing near this world and how he could please a husband. Are they telling you this for help or no? I know they try stop on and do what you want to. I want to live in the right way and not make nothing stop on and serve the Lord with all our heart. Now if a man engaged to a lady and he got trouble for control himself and time the pass, then they should have get married. Nothing wrong with that. But if he could control himself and he don't make up his mind that he don't want to get married to the young lady, then this man did do the right thing too. So then, the man will get married to a young lady, they do the right thing. But the man will not get married, they do even better. While lady were married, not free from a husband as long as he's still living. But if a husband dead, the woman free to get married to any man he want, as long as that man belongs to the Lord. But I think that lady will be happier if he stays single. And I believe that God's Spirit did guide me when I said this. 1 Corinthians chapter 8. Now, this the way I say about food we offer up to idol. That true when they say that all of we know something about this subject. And when people think they know something, they get swell-headed. But when we love one another, we help one another to work better with God. If somebody think they know something, that sure say they don't know nothing at all. But if somebody love God, then God know that person. So then, we're supposed to eat food we offer to idol? Well, we know say that idol do not know God at all. And we know that they not got no other God except the one God. Even if people got lot of things in a heaven and in a this world where they call God and where they call Lord, still yet, we know that we only got one God, the Father, that He make everything, and now we live for Him. And we know that only one Lord, Jesus Christ, there. God make everything through Him, and that He give a life. But not everybody know this. Some people where does believe in an idol, still think that the idol ain't real. So when then they eat food where they know me offer up to idol, they believe that the food still belongs to the idol. Now, sicker when they mind weak, they think say then they do wrong when they eat that food there. But food no make we know better in a God's sight. We no got nothing to lose with God if we no eat. And we no got nothing to gain neither if we eat. But we must be careful. Not just car on a free to eat anything we no want, we want make a brother or sister we got weaker mind and we no sin. Suppose somebody we no know yet whether the right thing to do about this. See, when I we know we're right, they eat food in the temple where people worship idol. When they see uno, they will think say it alright for eat food where offer up to idol. So then, this thing where you know will destroy the other brother where Christ done dead for, can he no know no better yet? When uno do that, uno the sin against uno brother, and uno the hurter, can uno the encourager for do what he think no right for he do. That mean you the sin against Jesus Christ. So then, if where I eat will make my brother fall in a sin, I know I eat no more meat again, because I don't want to be responsible for make my brother sin. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. I don't know a free man, I don't know a apostle, I don't see the Lord Jesus with my own eye, and sake of my work as one apostle, who never come for belongs to the Lord. Even if other people not think say I that really want apostle, only the living proof say that I that one. When people question me as to whether I that want apostle or not, this the way I answer them say, we no got the right to get food and drink from uno without half to pay for it. We no got the right to bring with wife where believe in the Lord language where when we travel. See like where the other apostle and the Lord brother and Peter do. So that only me and Barnabas have to work for we living while we work for the Lord. No soldier no have to pay it one way, right? No farmer no day we plant grape and can't eat none of it after the vine. And which shepherd they we mind sheep and not get to drink none of the milk? I not think up the thing out of my own head, you know. Car Moses last said the same thing. He said,
not tie up the bull mouth so he can't eat while he use him for grind up the grain.
No, uno thinks say God may say that just for sake of the bull? That we God may talk about when he say that? Seeing like how the farmer will plow the field and the one will reap the crop expect for them share of the crop, the Lord worker then should have given for them pay too. We may plant spiritual seed in our heart that too much for action back for thing for eat and wear for what we do for uno. If other people got the right for expect back thing from uno, then we got even more right than them. Still yet, we give up the right day. Instead of that, we put up with all kind of thing just so that nothing will stop the good news about Jesus Christ from go out. Uno no know say that day one we're working at the temple getting ration right from there. And day one we offer up the animal sacrifice from the altar in at the temple. They no get for their share of the meat where they sacrifice. Same way, the Lord give others that they want to preach the good news about Jesus Christ should have make them living for half of the good news where they preach. But I never yet make use of any of their rights there. And I never write to uno just so I could start to claim their rights now, neither. I would have rather dead first than to make anybody take away my right to boast about that. Still yet, when I preach the good news about Jesus Christ, I don't got no right to boast because God command me to do it. And I have to do it. It would be bad for me if I not preach the good news every way. If I de preach out of my own free will, then I deserve to get paid. But even if I do it because of my duty, that God called me for do this work. So then, where am I reward? That this, the privilege where I got to preach the good news without having to get paid for it. Then I know I have to demand my full rights for where I preach the good news. I am a free man. I am not nobody's slave. Still yet, I make myself be everybody's slave so that I could bring as much people as I could to know Christ. When I deal with the Jewish people, then I live just like them, so that I could make them get to know Christ. And even though me myself not the under Moses' land no more, I live like that when I deal with them one way follow it, so that I could win them for Christ. Same way, when I deal with people when I live according to Moses' law, I live just like them, so that I could win them for Christ. And not to say that I not do what God law say, because now I live according to Christ's law. And when I deal with them one where weak in their faith, I weak too, so that I could make them weak one come to know Christ. So according to how all people live, I change how I live for suit them. I do that so that I could win them over for Christ any way I could. I do all of this so that the good news could spread all over, and so that I could share in the blessing where the good news bring. We don't know that in our race, everybody will take part in a run, but only one will win the prize. Same way, uno too should have run in a such a way that uno win the prize. Everybody where they run in the race will do all what they could do to make their body fit, so that they could run better. They do all of that to get what wrong when our last long. But we will get one where we will last forever. That the why I run straight for the finishing line. I don't know like them boxer with the punch low and breeze. I treat my body rough and keep it under control. If I not do that, me myself could get disqualified for a race after I don't preach to other people. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. My brothers and sisters, I want to remind you about what happened to our ancestors. All of them walk under the protection of a cloud and they pass through the sea. This time, just like them get baptized in the cloud and the sea as Moses followers them. All of them eat the same food from heaven. And all of them drink the same drink where God may give them. Because God own rock may deal with them. That rock that may Christ. Still yet, God never pleased with most of them. So it is striding and their body may scatter all over the desert. Now all of them things happen so that we could take warning and not fall afoot for we ancestors in and read with eye and thing with evil like what them do. We not for worship idol like what some of them do, like we write in the scriptures say.
People may sit down for eat and drink and then they turn it into a wild party.
We not for get into loose living like what some of them do. See that 23,000 of them is dead in a one day. We not for try test Christ like where some of them do, and them a dead for snake bite. And we not for grumble like where some of them people may do, and make the angel a dead for God kill them. All of them things may happen for make we know what will happen to we too, if we do what they do. All of this done right down in the scripture for one way, cause we live in the last days. So, if anyone of you thinks say they stand up strong, uno better careful that uno not fall down. Every kind of test where uno got you, that is same kind of test where other people got you too. But God faithful, and he no make the time of testing get so bad that uno can't bear it. But when the test come, God will give you the strength to stand it, and he will show uno a way out of it. So then, my dear friend, uno not fi worship idol at all. I talk to uno like people where got sense. Uno come make up on our own mind about where they tell uno. When we take communion and bless the cup and drink out of it, with the sharing of the blessing of Christ's blood, and when we broke the bread and eat off of it, with the sharing of the blessing of Christ's body, all we eat off of the one bread, and that show that we are one body. Now think about the people of Israel then. When they eat the thing they were sacrificed to God, all of them, they take part in the worship of the altar. So that where they try say, the idol and the food were sacrificed to one, they mean anything? No, where they say that when people were not know God sacrificed to idol, then it's sacrificed to demon, not to God. I don't want to take part in nothing with no demon. You can't drink the wine from a cup where the Lord give and drink from a cup where people don't use for worship demon with. Same way, you can't eat and get part in the Lord table and the table of demon. What do you want though? You don't want to make God jealous? We stronger than God then. Some people say, we free to do anything where we want. No law can stop we. But not everything good fi build we up. Not only think about uno own self, but think about we good fi other people too. Uno free fi eat anything we dey sell the market. Nobody trouble your conscience and ask where the meat come from. Kinda like what the scripture say. This earth and everything where they in it belongs to the Lord. If somebody will not believe in a Jesus, invite you to go eat with them. Go and eat anything where they put front of you. Not trouble your conscience and ask where the food come from. But if somebody tell you, say, they sacrifice that food to idol, you're not to eat it. Because it might be a problem for the one who tell you that. And it might trouble your conscience. And know they say that if you don't eat the food, it will bother your conscience. But it will trouble your conscience at the one who tell you about it. Now then, somebody might ask, why I fi hold on for my freedom just for ease somebody else's conscience? If I thank God for my food before I eat it, then why anybody should have condemned me just cause I eat it? So everything we uno do, whether I eat or drink or anything else, uno fi do everything in a such a way that God get the glory for it. Uno no fi disrespect the Jews then, nor people where they're not Jew. Neither them people where belongs to God church. Uno should do like what I do. In everything where I do, I try to please everybody. I don't try to get nothing for myself, but I work to help other people so they could get saved. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. So uno should follow where I do, just like how I follow where Christ do. I'm proud of uno that uno remember me in everything. I want to keep on the follow all the teaching they were and I pass down to uno. But I want uno understand that Christ that the head of every man, and the husband that the head of the wife, and God that the head of Christ. So any man will cover his head when he pray or when he prophesy, not the honor Christ at all. And any lady will not cover his head when he pray or when he prophesy, not the honor his husband. That seems like he shave his head. If a lady no cover his head, then he should have make them cut off his hair. But if there was shame for make them cut off his hair or shaver, then make he wear something by his head. One man no fi cover his head, cause God make man like himself, and he make him fi bring honor to him. But God make the woman fi bring honor to the man. And I choose that God never make man from out of the woman, but God make the woman from out of the man. And God never make man for the woman, but he make the woman for the man. The sake of that, and sake of the angel then, the lady then fi wear something upon her head. The covering upon her head, that fi show that then they under the husband authority. Still yet, when we live for the Lord, the lady can't do without the man, and the man can't do without the lady. Even though the first lady come out a man, same way no lady born man, but everything come from God. But uno judge fi uno own self. It right for a lady pray to God when he head no cover? Even the way how God make nature in a this world, make you know say that if one man got long hair, people know and respect her. But long hair that was lady glory. God give her long hair for a covering for his head. But if anybody want to argue about that, all I got to say that the how we do thing in the church. And we and all the other church then feel the same way about it. No. When I talk to uno about the next thing, I can't praise uno at all. Because it look like when uno come together for worship, it do uno more bad than good. First thing, I hear that when uno meet, uno got the vision amongst uno. And I do believe that true. I know that uno will got the vision amongst uno. Because that the how uno want know who that the one ne where God pleased with. That the why when uno gather together, uno no really come for eat the Lord's supper. Because when uno eat, everyone I want to go ahead and eat on own food and on no wait pan nobody. Some people stay hungry and some get drunk. What happen? Uno no got house for eat and drink in. Uno treat God church like dirt and shame the people when no got nothing. What have I said to uno? Uno want a praise uno for that? Oh no, none at all. Cause where the pass on to uno that where I get from the Lord. That same night when the Lord Jesus gets sell out, he pick up the bread, and when he don't thank God for it, he broke it and say,
this is my body, where the gift for uno. Eat this bread, so that you can remember me.
Same way, Jesus take the cup after they don't eat and say,
this cup of wine, that for me blood, whether the new agreement we God make with the people then. Anytime when you drink the wine, drink it for remember me.
Car anytime when you eat this bread and drink from this cup, that like ono they say, Jesus me dead for we. And ono fi do that till he come back. So, anybody we eat this bread and drink from this cup in our careless way we don't honor the Lord, then guilty of sin. Car they know the honor the Lord body and in blood. That's why everybody should have checked in at their heart good to see if they're right with God before they eat the bread and drink from the cup. Because when somebody they eat the bread and drink from the cup, and then themselves not know what the Lord body mean in all of this, then why they bring the Lord judgment upon themselves while then they eat the bread and drink from the cup. That's why a lot of them are so weak and sick, and some of them are even dead. If we check in for we heart good first, then the Lord know what judge we. You see, when the Lord judge we and punish we, he do it so that he not have to condemn we along with the rest of people then in the world. So, my brothers and sisters, when you no gather together for eat the Lord's supper, you no for wait upon one another. If you no really hungry, then eat home down the house, so that when you no gather together, you no know bring the Lord judgment upon yourself. Now, as for the other thing, I will tell you about them when I come see you. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now, my brothers and sisters, I want to know the truth about the gift then where the Holy Spirit give. Uno know that when uno never know God yet, then idol we can't even talk may the lead uno astray. So I want to understand that if the Holy Spirit they lead somebody, then can't curse Jesus. And nobody can say, Jesus that the Lord, except the Holy Spirit the guiding. You got all kind of spiritual gift, but all of them come from the same Spirit of God. Different way they serve, but that is the same Lord we serve. And you got different way how every believer serve God, but that is the same God give them gift and show them how to use them. God give each one of we one special gift for show us that for His Spirit the inner we, and we for use each one of them gift for help everybody else. God's Spirit can make one person say a message from God with full of wisdom, and a same Spirit can make another one talk with lot of knowledge. That the same Spirit will give one person special faith and turn around and give a next one the power to heal different kind of disease. The Spirit make one person could do miracle and he make another one know how to prophesy. Then the Spirit give somebody the gift to make them know the difference between good and evil spirit. God's Spirit make one person could talk in a different kind of tongues and he make another one know how to explain what then they say. That one Spirit do all of their thing. And he wants say who forget which gift. Our body got lot of parts, and all of them parts make up the one body, just like Jesus Christ's body. Right so, whether we're Jews or not, whether we're a slave or whether we're free, when the Spirit of God baptize we, that make we part of one body. And God give all of we that same Spirit we live in our heart. The body not just got one part, it got lot of parts. If the foot say, I don't know a hand, so I don't know a part of the body. That no mean say the foot don't know still part of the body. And if the ears say, I don't know a eye, so I don't know part of the body. That no mean say the ears don't know still part of the body. If the whole body them is just eye, then how he know a ear? And if the whole body them is just ears, the how he could have smell? But God put all the different parts of the body same place where he may want him. If the body that me just one part, then the way kind of body that me want be? No kind. Yes, lot of parts there, but only one body. So then, the eye can't tell the hand, I no need you. And the head can't tell the foot, I no need you neither. In fact, the part of the body will look like then would be the weakest, that then are the most important part then. And then part of the body where we think not what so much. Then it are the one thing where we take care of the most. And we're careful for cover up their part where nobody not supposed to see. But we don't have to cover up their part where look good enough for people see. But God set up the body in such a way that they part they, where we think no what so much, get honor more than the other one. God do this so that no quarreling no there in the body, but if we make all the part they get along with one another. If one part suffer, all the other part they suffer along with it. And if one part get praise, then all the other part they happy for it. Now, that uno make up Christ's body, every one of uno the part of him body. The same way he standing at the church. God put everything in a place. First, he picks something to be apostle. Second, you got a prophet then. Then third, the teacher then. Then God picks something to do miracle. And so next one, if you got a gift to heal people. Then you got a one we help other people. And then one we got a gift to plant things and get people to work together. And then you got a one where you get a gift to talk in a different kind of tongues. So, everybody the apostle, a prophet, a teacher, everybody do miracle. Everybody know got a gift to heal, or if you talk in a tongues, or if you tell you what the language they mean. So then, set on a hard pounding gift were better than all the rest. And now, our show know a much better way. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Even if I could talk in all the language then where people talk, and where the angel then talk, if I don't love other people, all where they say no amount to nothing. That just like the noise where somebody make when they beat pat batam or lick cymbal. And if I could prophesy and understand all the secret things of God and know everything where they know, and if I make a faith where could move the mountain there, and I no got love for nobody, I don't know nothing. Even if I give away everything where I got and give up my body, make them burn it up, and I don't love other people, none of that now are doing no good. You see, when you love other people, you know, bear patience with them. You know, kind to them, and you know, jealous them. You know, think too much of yourself, and you know, be proud and treat people bad. If you don't love people, you know, be selfish and always want your own way all the time. When you love people, you know, easy to get backs. And you know how to keep track of who all do your thing. If you don't love other people, you don't want to rejoice over nothing with evil, but you don't want to rejoice over the truth. If you don't love people, you don't want to never give up. You know, faith will always strong. You know, loyal and no one lose hope. You know, be ready to believe good things about people. You know, to bear everything. Love will last forever. The gift to prophesy and talk in tongues and every kind of knowledge, now are there again. Because even when we prophesy, we don't know everything. We just know a part of it. But when the time comes when everything will be how it's supposed to be, we don't just half know thing, and we don't just half do thing no more. When I'm a picnic, I just talk like picnic, and think like picnic, and understand like picnic. But now that I get big, I put away all of them picnic ways. Right now, the way with the settings, that like when you're looking at a looking glass, we're foggy. But then, when that time come, we will say face to face. I only know part of everything now, but then I will know everything good, good, just like how God know me. Now then, three things there we will last. Faith, hope, and love. But love that the greatest one out of the three of them. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Some more than anything else, uno fi make love be the thing where uno go after the most. And uno should have set on heart fi get a spiritual gift there where the Holy Spirit give. Especially the gift of prophecy. Cause if somebody got a gift where make them could talk in a tongues, then what they talk to God, not to people. And nobody what can understand them. Then what they say where the Holy Spirit tell them fi say, when nobody else know about. But they one where they prophesy, they help them, and encourage them, and comfort them. They one where talk in a tongues, just to help for their own self to get stronger. But they one where they prophesy, they help all of the people in the church to get stronger. No, I would have want all of you got a gift for talk in a tongues. But I would have rather that you know prophesy. They one where prophesy, greater than they one we could talk in a tongues, except somebody there we could interpret what anything. so that the people in the church could benefit from it. So, my brothers and sisters, when I come to uno, if I start to talk in a tongues where uno no understand, how that will help uno if God no show me, or make a know what he mean, or how he will help me if somebody no prophesy or teach me. That is same thing with the instrument they where they play music with, even if they no got no life. If somebody they play flute or harp, nobody will know what tune they play if they not play the correct note thing. And if the person where they blow the bugle not blow it good and clear, then nobody know what get ready for war. That is the same way we do know. Nobody know what understand what they talk about if they talk different kind of language where people can't understand. Uno would have talk to lone breeze. That true that lot of different language they in the world, but all of them mean something. But if I don't understand the language where somebody they talk, then me and the one where they talk will be stranger to one another. So since you know one is spiritual gift then so bad where the Holy Spirit give, then better you ask them for help you know, for learn for use the gift then where will make the church get stronger. So anybody where got a gift for talking in tongues should I pray to God to make them got a gift to interpret what they say to. Because if I pray in our different language, that my spirit they pray, but my mind not get nothing for it, because I don't understand what I they say. So what I have to do? I will pray with my spirit, but I will pray with my mind too. I will sing praise to God with my spirit, but see way, I will sing praise with my mind too. When only they thank God with just on a spirit, the how ordinary people we come down a meeting we could say amen to where uno they give thanks for if they don't understand where uno they say. Uno might they give God thanks in our wonderful way, but that not they do nothing at all for the other person. I thank God that I talk in a tongues more than all of uno. Still yet, when are they in our church meeting, I would have rather say 5 words where I could understand so that I could teach the people there, than 10,000 words in our language when nobody don't know. My brothers and sisters, uno no fi think like pickney. Instead of that, uno should have be like Lee Pickney when it come to evil. But uno fi be like grown up people when it come to how uno think. That like what the Lord say in the scripture.
I will bring people from other nations. We talk other language. If you talk to my people then. And they still no one listen to me.
So then, when people talk in a different tongues, that they were assigned to people who not believe in the Lord. But the gift to teach God message that for day one we believe. So if the people at the church gather together, and then all of them start to talk different kind of tongues same time, and people who not know about their kind of thing, or who not believe in the Lord, come in at the church meeting, who not think said they want to say that all are not crazy? But if everybody they prophesy when somebody when not believe in the Lord come in at the church meeting, when they hear what they say, they will come to know that they're a sinner and they will want to change their ways, sake away their hear. Then when everything in the heart come out in the open, they will kneel down and worship God and tell the people say, God they will know for true. So then, my brothers and sisters, this the way I say. When you come together for worship, one person will sing, one will teach, one next one will tell something where God show, one got a message in a tongues, and another one will interpret what he say. Just make everything we want to do be to make the people in the church get stronger. No more than 2 or 3 for talk in a different tongues. I'll make them take turn, and somebody for the day to interpret what they say. But if nobody not there to interpret what they say, then make them not say nothing. Make them just talk to themselves and God. 2 or 3 people where got the gift to prophesy could talk, and the rest to listen good and judge whether or not what they say that from God. But if somebody else where they sit down in the meeting get a message from God, then the person where they talk to stop talk and make that person say what God tell them to say. All I want to prophesy one by one so that everybody could learn and get encouraged. Then one we got a gift to prophesy could control the gift we ain't got. God want everything do in our orderly and peaceable way. Same way in all the church then where power God people then meet, the woman then nothing say nothing in the church meeting. They not for talk this so, and they for be under authority, just like when Moses last say. If the lady they want to know about something, make them ask their husband about it when they get home. That was a shameful thing for make one lady talk in at the church meeting. Uno thinks that the word of God come from uno first? Or that uno that the only one way come to? Anybody who thinks that they're a God messenger, or thinks that they're a spiritual gift, have to realize that what I say, that was command from God. If they not pay no mind to what I say, then nobody not pay them no mind neither. So then, my brothers and sisters, uno fi eager fi prophesy and not stop nobody from talking in different tongues. Just make sure uno do everything in a order and in a decent way. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Now, my brothers and sisters, make a reminder uno about the good news where me preach to uno, and where uno accept in uno heart. That a same message there uno faith build pan. That seek a same message uno to get saved if uno hold on to it, unless uno me believe for nothing. Can I pass on to uno the most important thing where me pass on to me? That Christ me dead for a sin me, just like where the scripture say. Then he bury and raise up back from the dead, like where the scripture said too. Then Jesus appeared to Peter, and then he appeared to the 12 apostles. Then he appeared to more than 500 of his brothers and sisters then, same time. Most of them still alive, but some of them done dead. After that, he appeared to James. Then he appeared to all the apostles then. Upon the last, he appeared to me too. Even though I am like somebody when me born at the wrong time. Cause I the least of all the other apostles. I not even fit for make them call me one apostle. Cause I me make the people of God suffer. But the sake of the grace of God make I be who me know. God never show me grace for nothing. Cause I work harder than all the rest of apostles. Mind you, that not me myself the work. But that the grace of God were there with me. So then, whether that me or them when me preach, the important thing that uno may believe where we may preach. Now, if we don't preach say that Christ don't raise from the dead, then how come some uno they say that the dead now and raise up back again? If that are true, then that mean that God never did raise Christ back from the dead. And if God never raise up Christ back from the dead, then all of we preaching are uno faith in a Christ that may feel nothing. And even more than that, it would mean that we lie about God. Because when we say that it don't make Christ raise up back from the dead, when he never raise for true, if the dead no one raise up again. Because if God no one make people who done dead raise up back again, that means that he never make Christ raise up back again neither. Well, if God never make Christ raise up back from the dead, uno may believe in a Jesus Christ for nothing. And that means that uno still last in uno sinning. Then that would have mean to that all of them one were done dead when we believe in a Christ, then last forever and then they get punished for their sin. If we hope with the in a Christ only good for this life, then we the people where they really have to sorry for more than all the rest of people in the world. But Christ may raise up back from the dead. He not the first one to raise up back out of a whole lot of people when we done dead. Cause just like how one man bring death into the world, same way so, one man make them one we done dead, raise up back again from the dead. Just like how everybody dead, seek away then that may one with the first man, Adam, everybody where that one with Christ will live again. But everybody will raise up back in their own order. Jesus that may the first one for raise up back from the dead. Then for him people then will raise up back when he come back. Then after that, the end will come. Christ will win out over all of the rulers and spiritual authority and powers. Then Christ will hand over the kingdom to God the Father. Christ have to rule till God done win out over all of the enemy and put them under for his foot. The last enemy where God will destroy will be death. Because it done write down in the scripture say, God done put everything under his foot. Now, when he say everything don't put under his foot, that no mean that God himself may get put under his foot. Because God that the one will put everything under Christ. But when everything done get put under Christ, then Christ the Son will put for himself under God. We don't put everything under Christ. Then God will rule over everything, every way. So then, if the dead no one raise up back from the dead, then what sense it make for people get baptized in the place that they one were done dead? So we then want do that far if the dead no one raise up back again? And why we put for we self in a danger every hour of the day? My brothers and sisters, I face death every day. That we are so proud of where Christ Jesus will Lord do for uno, make us say this. Uno thinks I'm a fighter of them man will stand like wild beast that Ephesus just to satisfy for me own self. That never may do me no good. If the dead now will raise up back, then that like where they say, make we just eat and drink, car tomorrow we were dead anyway. No make nobody fool uno. Bad company spoil good character. Count to uno senses, man. Stop uno sinful ways. Someone uno should have shame uno self, car uno no know God. Somebody might ask, how God want make people raise up back from the dead? That what kind of body they want God? What kind of stupid question that? When you plant seed in the ground, the seed now will start to sprout and grow except it dead first. That not the big plant where want grow you put in the ground, that the leaf dry seed for whatever you the plant, whether that wheat or whatever else you the plant. That God give the seed the body where he want it got. He make what different kind of plant grow for each kind of seed. Right, so you got different kind of flesh. People and animal and bird and fish got their own kind of flesh. Same way, you got a kind of body in the sky and a kind on this earth. But the beauty of the one day in the sky different from the beauty of the one day with depth on the earth. The sun got one kind of beauty and the moon and the star, they got one next kind. Even the star, they got different kind of beauty amongst themselves. That's how you will be when God raise up back the one when we did. Their body where we got now was dead and rotten. But when they raise up back again, they were never dead again. When their body buried, they weak and ugly. But when God raised them up back from the dead, they were beautiful and strong. They're an ordinary human body now. But when they raise up back from the dead, they will be spiritual body. Just like how they got human body, they got spiritual body. The scripture say,
God make the first man, Adam, for be one person where get life.
But the last Adam come for be one spirit where give life. The one where me got a body where me make out of dirt, me come first. Then after that, the one where me got a spiritual body me come. God may make the first man out of the dust of the earth. The second man may come from heaven. The people there where belongs to this world got body just like Adam, who for body may make out of dust. And the one where belongs to heaven got body just like Christ where come from heaven. Just like how we make our body where stand like the body of the one where God make out of dust, same way so, we will be like the one where come from heaven. My brothers and sisters, this is the way I say to you. This body with a flesh and blood can't share in a God kingdom. Then your body where could dead can't live forever. Oh no, listen to this. Make a tell you no a secret. All of we know are dead, but God will change me. That will happen as quick as when somebody quint the eye when the last trumpet blew. Cause when that trumpet sung, God will make the one where done dead raise up back with one new body where can't dead. And all of we will change. For we body we make out of dust, half a ton into body where that for heaven. Then your body where could dead, half a ton into body where can't dead. This body where make out of dust will change into the kind of body where can't dead. Then where the scripture say will come true, it say,
the Lord done destroy death. He win the victory. Death, where power your victory death? Death, where power your power death it hurt me?
That sake of sin make death could hurt me. And a Moses law makes sin God power. But make we give God thanks, cause he give we the victory over sin and death through the Lord Jesus Christ. So then, my dear brothers and sisters, uno fi stand up strong, no make nothing move uno. Uno keep on to do the Lord work with everything we uno got. Cause uno know that everything we uno do for the Lord, no a be for nothing. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Now, concerning the money we want to collect for help God people then, uno fi do just like we am tell the church then that Galatia fi do. Pan the first day of every week, each one of uno fi put some money one side, according to how much money uno make, so that uno know a half of the collect up no money when I come. Then, when I come, I will send the one where uno say uno trust fi carry the money where uno collect up as our gift for the believer then at Jerusalem. I will give them some letter for care, so that they want that Jerusalem could know say that we sending. But if you no think say it better for make I go to, then they could go along with me. When I come from Macedonia, I will come look for you know, cause I had a plan for pass through Macedonia. I might stay with you know for a little while, maybe for the whole winter, so that you know could send me palm away to whatever place I'm going. And I just want to come for a short visit. If the Lord willing, I want to spend a longer time with Uno. But I will stay at Ephesus till Pentecost. Because a really good opportunity they have to do a big work for God. Even though a lot of people against me. If Timothy reach which part of there, make sure Uno make you feel welcome. Because he need to do the Lord work just like me. No make nobody look down upon him. Send up my way in a peace so that it could come back to me. Car I de look forward for seeing soon long with the other brother in. Now, concerning brother Apollos, I'm going to try get him figure see you know, long with the other brother in. But he no want go right now. When he get a chance, he will come see you know. Uno must depend on God. Keep the faith where uno got in at the Lord. And got courage. And uno must be strong. Everything where uno do, uno fi do with love. Brothers and sisters, uno know that Stephanas and his family then that be the first one there in Achaia fi believe in Christ. And then he give his whole life the work for God people then. And the big uno fi put uno self under people like them and serve them and anybody else will work hard along with them. I'm glad that Stephanas and Fortunatus and Achaicus me come. They me make up for where uno never there. They me really cheer me up, just like how they me do for uno too. Uno fi listen to people like them and honor them. Then church in a Asia district send say hello to uno. Aquila and Priscilla and the church we meet at their house, they send say hello with all their heart in the name of the Lord. All the brothers and sisters then send say hello to. Uno must greet one another with a holy kiss. Now I write this part in my own handwriting that me, Paul, they tell uno hello. Anybody when I love the Lord, go a curse pounding. Make the Lord come soon. I pray that the grace of the Lord Jesus there with uno. I love all of uno where belongs to Christ Jesus. Amen.